The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. Merry Christmas! This holiday plant has European and American roots. The Druids, Celts, Norse, and Greeks all use this plant to ward off evil spirits and witches. It's a plant with magical and sacred powers that is said to enhance fertility, peace, and extend your life. Modern scientists are even researching this plant to help cure diseases and cancer. Historically, stems, leaves, and berries of this plant have been gathered around the solstice, decorated with ribbons and bows, and hung in doorways of houses. It's said if a woman is standing under this plant, she must be kissed. Yes, it's the mistletoe. If a couple in love exchanges a kiss under the mistletoe, it's interpreted as a promise to marry, as well as a prediction of happiness and long life. European mistletoe, Viscum album, is only hardy in warmer parts of the United States. But the American version, Phoradendron, is hardy as far north as New Jersey and southern Indiana. Mistletoe is actually semi-parasitic. Some of its common host plants include apple, hawthorn, and oak. Mistletoe has leaves and can produce some of its own food, but mostly it lives by stealing water and nutrients from other plants. There are male and female mistletoe plants, with the females producing the white berries and seeds that are spread by wildlife and birds. Ironically, for a plant that symbolizes long life, happiness, and love, the berries and seeds are poisonous to humans and pets. And now for this week's tip. Interested in learning more about gardening this winter? Consider signing up for the University of Vermont's Master Gardener program. This 13-week course starts in February and meets once a week via webinar on your computer. Horticultural professionals teach classes such as soil care, vegetable and flower gardening, pest control, and lawn care. After successfully completing the course, you'll be asked to volunteer in the community, answering gardening questions, teaching classes, or helping with community beautification, school gardening, and other projects. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about new veggie varieties. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.